I'm Kenneth Weidstam, a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats, all things photography. So there's a playwright in New York who is, for the last couple of years, he's been doing house concerts. Well, actually, they're theater shows that he brings to people's homes, and he's created quite a following, and he has sold out all of the theater seats that he has available, which probably isn't very many, but he just had a write-up in the New York Times, and I'm fascinated by the idea of doing things outside of the typical way that we're told you're supposed to do things. So he doesn't need to rent a theater. He doesn't need to have the cost and the marketing. He just has to write the plays, cast them, and bring them to people's homes and stage them for the audience. And he's ready to move on to the next place. I'm thinking, what can we do with photography to do the same thing? There are a lot of non-creative types out there who have nice homes and like to host parties and create social functions. I talked to a musician who said, we could partner. You could bring photographers in and create a temporary gallery of work, and I could bring music, and we could do house concerts featuring photography pop-up galleries. And I thought, there's something to that. I've always been one to make short films without the apparatus. I didn't want 10 people on a crew. I wanted one other person plus me. If I shot it and I had a good sound recordist, I could light it myself and we could work quickly. When you have 10 people have questions and it slows everything down. And I really like the idea of working without the slowdown and having a way to create some kind of a show that actually can be seen on a regular basis frequently without waiting for one gallery to do one show every year or trying to get some kind of a, some kind of a buzz from occasional posts on Instagram or Facebook. That doesn't do anything. It needs to be public and it needs to be enough of a show that it gets people's attention. It gets a write-up in the New York Times eventually. Anyway, that's what I'm thinking about. Maybe this summer, when people are ready to host house parties, if you end up at one, maybe you'll see a photo show with some live music. That would be quite an interesting house party. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I welcome comments. I'll be back next time. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.